I have Secretary Schultz for you now, Mr. President.
No.
You are.
No.
Mr. President?
George, I noticed the little the flap with the Packwood on the crippling strikes thing. I was wondering if you thought it, if, well, but you of course know him well, you might have a talk with him. I, as I understand it, and I don't like the impression that that we sort of dropped, you know, pulled the rug out from under him. As I understand it, it's the provision of the bill that we're talking about, not just the whole approach. Isn't that really what we're talking about, or what do you know what I'm referring to?
Well, I was a little surprised to see that announcement in the paper the way it was, but as I understand it, what we're saying is that
I didn't know it was going to. I didn't know it was going to be done, but
we don't have any major problem that we can see for the balance of this year, and nevertheless, the problem of possible crippling strikes still exists, and we're going to make another effort at thinking through the approach and trying to get industries to work on some kind of a collective bargaining approach to it, similar to the way the construction industry is going to work on their problems. And a lot of different angles to this. I'd be glad to sit down with Packwood and just give him my view of it. Leaving aside all of the questions about what the Teamsters may think and others may think, I think it's a good idea to sit down and make another effort with the transportation industries. Maybe we'll come out exactly where we came out this time, but anyway, they will be involved.
But your point, and we discussed it Monday, was that you thought this was something we should do, as I understand it. You thought that the provision was one that we simply weren't going to get through, and so we had to try a new approach. Wasn't that about what it is, or what?
Well, the only way of getting it through was to have a crisis of some kind, and that would have sailed through.
Mm-hmm. Now we're not going to have a crisis this year.
Nope, we're not going to have a crisis, so let us make another effort to see if there isn't a way to redesign this Railway Labor Act, which everybody admits is crazy, and get industry participation and see if we can get something that would be supported all around, and maybe actually get something passed.
I think what happened, I don't know, I haven't got the blow-by-blow, but apparently Soberman was the one that talked to him about it, and the impression that we are changed our signals or something of that sort, and he tied it to the Teamster thing, of course. Well, as a matter of fact, we had made our decision, you know, as you we before that, that is, of course, we informed them of it, but, and you discussed it with Meany too, but and I'm perfectly happy with it myself. I just don't want him to be out. If you feel that you could talk to Packwood, it might be worthwhile. I would sit down and I'd say, now look, let's understand. This is only coincidental. He won't believe it, but and say we're trying to work on another piece of legislation that we can get some support for, so we can get something through. Because lacking a crisis, we can't get this. Even if we could have got it through the Senate, we would never have gotten it through the House, with the House coming up for election right now. Right.
That's right. I'm going to have a press conference on Monday afternoon on the budget, 2022 budget results.
Right,
and,
right.
It'll be open for questions across the board, and I can see that I get a question on this and try to put it into that perspective.
Yes, I wish you would. If you could do that, that would be very helpful also.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I think it would be helpful in view of the fact that Packwood is, he was carrying the bill and had stepped out on a limb and then got it sawed out from under him, that might say, look, we would welcome your suggestions as to what.
I didn't think we needed to have that announcement yesterday because we had it all set. And
how did it come to be announced?
I don't know where that came from or how it came. It just, I was startled to read it in the papers.
Mm-hmm.
It was over.
I was too, frankly. I had thought when we talked on Monday that it's just something that would be done in the course of events over a few weeks, and I didn't think we were going to walk out and announce something.
Right.
But I see.
Necessary. Everybody was happy just the way it was.
Actually, nothing, no action was going to be taken in the Senate at this time in any event. Yeah, well, that's a funny thing. Well, in any event, I think if you would have a talk with him, it would be helpful.
All right.
I mean,
we have that set for 4 p.m. this coming Friday.
Uh-huh. Oh, fine. Fine.
Four
p.m. Friday.
Right.
Friday. Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. Good.
Okay,
thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.